but argued. I've never seen somebody argue over $75 and the potential of doubling your rent.
Right.
Over $75. I had to kill a bird this week. It's pretty devastating. President Trump is in the news again. He's always in the news. $4,800 per person. Nearly $5,000 per person. You know what we could have done with $250 billion?
I could do a lot of things with
$250. We got all the homeless people homes. Gotten them off the streets. All right, welcome back to During Business Hours. My name's Christopher, my lovely wife, Leslie, and we're here to give you the scoop on this week's news.
What a week.
What a week. World War III kicking off. Then you got two hurricanes back to back, like two catty bitches fighting for the same man, and that's Florida and North Carolina.
Several tornadoes Tennessee. Unleashed with that.
It's not Oklahoma. Everyone's calling saying, hey, is there tornadoes out there? No, there's no tornadoes out here. They're all on the East Coast. We're very fortunate, but hearts and prayers go out to all the people on the East Coast. It's devastating. Never seen somebody go for such a swim. That's waters at 30 feet high.
This morning, they've only touched the surface on what that devastation really looks like.
Some people are saying $50 billion, and then the Governor DeSantis told him to shut up because the Wall Street analysts don't have any idea until it's over. I was like, that's a good one. A very good one.
I know this morning when I woke up, there was still over 1 million businesses and homes without power.
We lost power from 1:55 a.m. to almost 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. this morning. Not fun in Oklahoma. The news that you haven't heard about is... Anthony paid the rent late. It's in my name in California, even though he's paid up in full. So the landlord, it's the 10th, is like, no, send it with late fee. I've never had a late fee. She's never asked for a late fee. I've never paid my rent late in 14 years there.
What's the late fee look like?
Oh, it's only 5%, okay. You know, so $75. Not a big fee. But the argument that ensued over a late fee, he's like, no, I'll just take it to her house. I'll drop it off in person. I'll have somebody else do it. I'll do this, do that. I'm like, certified mail directly to her house that day, today.
Right.
Just send it, be gone, because you're paying $1,500 where everyone else is paying $3,000.
Right. He got in at a deal because you have a pre-COVID rate on that lease.
Hit record. He got in on one crazy-ass deal. Mm-hmm. Because I've always been friendly, but if I tell her that he's paid up.
When does your name come off that lease?
It's not even on a lease, I'm month to month. Oh. So at any point she can hit me with a renewal at current market value. So
she could be like, okay, I need new late fee 3,000. And next month is double.
Yeah. She could legitimately, cause there's a precedent for $3,000 there. The father's no longer handling it. So I told him, never pay the fucking rent late, because if you get under her radar, it's not a good radar to be on. She is a picky little brat.
Right. She is much...
Not her father.
Whip in hand way more than her father.
Exactly. So what does he do? He argues the $75. Finally just paid me. But argued. I've never seen somebody argue over $75 and the potential of doubling your rent.
Right.
Over $75. The reason I'm even talking about this is I'm just in awe. Go pick cans to get your $75. 5 cents a can, do the math, 20 cans per dollar, 20 times 75. There's your late fee. Do that in a single afternoon if you go downtown.
Right.
You go to K Street. You go Street. To
the right area.
Yeah. Shit the bottles. Go to the homelessness camps. They'll fight you for those, but stay near the arenas, you'll get quite a few cans, bottles. Don't have to fight so many homeless. As long as you look like you're not homeless, they'll let you pick up the cans. Good Samaritan.
Just cleaning up the neighborhood.
Money-making opportunities. I was shocked. So finally got it. But he still delivered the fucking letter instead of certified. So she, at any point, could be like, I didn't receive it. If she really was about just doubling the rent.
Right.
Because she is a tricky bitch. I've heard stories. She could say, I did not receive it. You hand dropped it off, whatever. Oh, it doesn't have any postage. You can't track it. Certify the fucking letter. You're already paying the $75. Take the extra week. Shit, take the month to pay the rent if you want. It's $75 till next month.
Right.
You've already gotten a late fee. Never have I had a late fee. Never. So I was shocked. And of course, it comes right after he pays me in full. It's out of my hands. The one thing I'm doing that a lot of people in selling a business don't do is they'll give you the bank account. They will never give you the bank account to the business. Mm-hmm. They will never sign that over, the history.
Start your own one.
Yeah, start your own one, et cetera. I don't care to have it because also we don't have Wells Fargo out here.
Right.
So we've got all the statements and all the records and everything. There's no negative history on that. It's never had like bounce check fees, et cetera. So that's why I'm giving him the bank account and being a good business associate, you know, in arrangement of the deal. Even though it wasn't in the contract, I just feel like it'd be more convenient for him to keep writing checks to not double his rent. He could leverage that bank account down the road if he got an LLC.
Am I looking at the...
the name.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Is that his woman?
I'm guessing. The name's not right, though. That's what's also weird.
So I forget what his...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Not that.
But that'll be the finality. I don't have to deal with anything. He'll have to pay rent through it one more time, November 1st through 10th, I guess. And from there, I'll sign it over to him when we get to California Thanksgiving-ish. We're going to California Thanksgiving. We're going to drive out there without the fucking dog. Without the dog.
He is being taken care of, though. Don't let him think we're just abandoning dog and shit.
To anyone who thinks we would just willingly kill a dog, I've never willingly killed a dog like I've killed.
Not what I've...
or leave to be killed. Like, you know.
Fend for yourself.
I had to kill a bird this week. It's pretty devastating. Mortally wounded bird that my cat ended up, you know, maiming.
She took care of most of the work. And then
it was just screaming bloody murder.
Oh my gosh.
So in my...
sympathy kill.
Yeah. Well, in my careless, you know, mind, I'm like, yeah, I'll just hit it with a shovel.
Oh, we didn't need to go into this.
Well, PETA's not going to like it, but what am I going to do? I'm not a veterinarian. Yeah, it's 10 p.m. at night. I'm not going to risk infection, disease. I've got children in the house. I'm not going to also let it be attacked over and over and over again by my animals because I'm not going to do that. So the most humane thing for me to do would be put a bullet in an animal that was doing the same thing or chop its head off. I didn't have a thing to chop its head off. I had a big shovel, so I flattened it like a pancake, gave it a burial, bada bing, bada boom. It was unfortunate, but hey, the news of the day. We decided we're going back to California for one last time.
Hallelujah. One last time is news to me.
Yeah. So
never see that place again.
It'll probably be the last time for at least a year. Think about it. There's nothing we're mandatory to go for quite a bit of time. Yeah, but we're not mandatory. Yeah, we have options. Daddy Doug.
Right.
Probably will want to come here. It's better for us to fly him here. If I was in his shoes, and I know he sees the same way because we've had conversations about it, the more times he can come here and evade having to deal with the setup and drama there, because it's scot-free for him.
I don't think it's necessarily drama. I know he likes for his parents to be able to see her as well. I think he does have a bit of a paranoia. So I know he's more relaxed when he's here because he's not like... doesn't feel the need to look over his shoulder here like he does back home.
Gang life. West Coast. Sorry, I got to give it to Curl. It's like a West with a little tiny V. Venereal disease. I don't know what they do. I don't know why they do it. They just curl the West Coast now. From the 90s where it was like West Coast Mafia to...
All right.
These signs to that.
Don't get your carpal tunnel locking up over there.
I know, right? 34 and I got carpal tunnel. I'm good with my hands. That's my problem. President Trump is in the news again. He's always in the news.
And don't stop. What's
don't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop.
Don't bring him into this business. Ooh-wee.
We've already talked about P. Diddy. It's all... his shit's just done. He is cooked spaghetti, thrown to the wall, let roll to the ground, and the dog will fucking have him. So Trump held a town hall in North Carolina on the 4th, October 4th.
Okay.
Before Helene or Milton hit. After Helene hit. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's donating millions to the relief efforts. And he's on a new kick that FEMA, and I've got stories about FEMA, has given illegal migrants almost $6,000 or $9,000, something, but a shit ton of money this year. So per they're person. Broke per person, $6,000 on average per person.
I think it was $9,000, but either way.
So I'm not going to misspeak. $6,000 to $9,000, which is more than any stimulus checks we've ever gotten in any disaster times or any tax breaks that we get for any one item.
Was
like
it?
My car was the highest one at like $7,500 plus $15 for travel. So we got $9,000 one time. And a tax break for a cash value that we put, that's it. That's the most money the government's ever given me.
I think the residents of North Carolina got, what, $750?
$750 fucking dollars. Do you know how much we gave Ukraine?
Too much, I'm sure.
Over $250 billion.
Oh, my God.
Someone did the math, and it equates to nearly...
Their population is not as big as ours. Yeah,
I'm going to pull this up for Rudo just in case. So apparently the average person in Ukraine makes 275,800 UAH, right? That's the income. We have given them over $250 billion of aid, $64 billion in military, you know, et cetera. Hey, Siri, what's $180 billion divided by 37.9 million? 4.8 thousand dollars per person. Nearly $5,000 per person. I know it's a little more because, you know, 250 million. The number I saw was like $6,000-$7,000 to each individual person. Now a couple of million goes into Zelensky's pockets or like powerful people's pockets or the 64 to military aid, I understand. But $750 to fucking victims in North Carolina who just lost
everything.
Everything. Everything. You know what we could have done with $250 billion?
I could do a lot of things with
$250. We got all the homeless people homes, gotten them off the streets, fucking reinforced dams, done all kinds of things here. If we just shut it out that there is problems in the world for 6 fucking months.
We've had bills allowing for that for a long time, and nobody's broke ground on any of it.
There's no bipartisan. There's no, all that's worked together. You know, some people live at the top of the hill, some people live at the bottom of the hill, and you all fucking elect them every time. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to fight. Like, oh, I don't get this. I don't get that. You don't send shit uphill. I don't send shit downhill. That's nuts. Set nearly $6,000 per person for people that have never been here, don't give a shit about us. And then Trump's talking that FEMA gave $9,000 per illegal immigrant that they had helped. That's crazy. That's why FEMA's broke.
It's wild.
Whoever's in charge should be fired.
And I was seeing videos of Floridian natives who were like more or less cry screaming into the phone that they didn't have the means to get far enough to evacuate.
The people who just paid their rent.
Right.
They just paid their rent and they're dead broke. So they're like,
if I knew this was coming 3 days sooner, I wouldn't have paid my rent, but I paid my rent. Now I don't have the gas or the means. And there's people
that after Helene, the landlords are still charging for their lots when their house aren't even in the lot. Like they're,
miss me with that.
Yeah, but they're getting threatened to be sued. And so when they double checked, apparently some people, the media coverage had stopped the landlords from requesting it. But they're like, it's automated. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, besides, I'm pretty sure majority, if not all states, have it in their clause that the home you're renting out has to be inhabitable. If there is nothing to inhabit, yeah, cash me outside. Literally.
So a Reddit user says, my apartment is uninhabitable after flooding from Helene. Landlord still wants rent. And it says, my apartment was unfortunately a victim of Hurricane Helene. The entire unit flooded about 6 inches of water. This occurred September 28th, Thursday. I immediately vacated the unit as of today, Monday. They have not done anything like at all. They didn't even bother coming into the office until today. It is my understanding that FL83-63 that I do not have to pay the rent since the entire unit is uninhabitable. However, the complex is still wanting us to pay rent tomorrow the 1st. Am I correct in this? Very nervous about the whole situation. It says, edit 1. I sent a notice, termination, lease by email, residential portal, and certified mail. They want to fight me on it. Happy to go to court. Edit 2. The same day I sent the notice, I turned in my keys. No issue. I was correct in my assumption that the notice is not required if the damage is casualty damage. They are still charging rent for tenants who stayed. According to the leasing office staff, they can do anything until corporate tells them otherwise.
Wow.
So, you know, a lot of people got upvoted. Don't pay the rent, give the landlord formal rental notice, termination of the lease. I would like to terminate the lease, but FEMA advised to wait 7 to 10 days so an inspector can come since I applied for rental assistance from them. 7 to 10 fucking days for aid from right. FEMA. People are saying, careful though, in some states you must still pay the rent into an escrow account until determination of your rights is made. This ensures protection for both you and the landlord, with the added bonus the money is available if necessary. Probably you'll be okay either way if your overall impact to your area. After a fucking hurricane, do any of you think that you're going to set up an escrow account?
Right.
Do you think that anyone's going to be in the area for you to be able to call to set up an escrow account?
While you're speed packing your belongings into your car.
What's left?
Let me sit at the computer and put together this escrow.
It's so dumb. Even a landlord commented and said, landlord here, but in a different state. Usually the lease is long, a way of saying, I'll pay you X per month to reside in this unit with these amenities. If the unit is habitable, heat, water, electricity, etc., the landlord is responsible for adhering to their part of the agreement on what you're renting from them. Or else the landlord is in violation from the lease agreement. If the unit isn't what you agreed to the rent and it's not in the condition as implied from the lease, the landlord is in violation, thus you don't owe the rent until the unit is repaired. I'd withhold the rent and proper repair until proper repairs are made and inform the landlord as such. If it's as bad as that, then the landlord should be able to claim loss and income as part of property damage to his insurance, correct? Only had a few rentals in the past year, never had to deal with anything like this. Person says, depends on the insurance, but yeah, you're fucked. I was like, especially insurance nowadays. Insurance is basically, and I'm seeing a lot of people, I've been an advocate for insurance for a long time. I love insurance. It's the reason I am where I am. I've overinsured and just came out on top every time there was a loss. Mm-hmm. Overinsure. Nowadays, it seems like insurance is a requirement, but not a guarantee.
Right.
So insurance is fighting almost everyone. A gentleman I know with another store just recently got robbed, immediately declined by the time he finished making his online appeal.
Wow.
Yeah. Just, they called him and said, yeah, this is going to be declined because you don't have a security gate. We see what you're uploading, before he could submit the appeal, information to his online portal. That's crazy. And that was State Farm, apparently.
What state?
I want to say New York. Okay. You know, not New York, but I want to say New York, but it was East Coast, Boston, maybe. It's devastating because where I'm from, it was insure. Bad guys did bad things. Boom. They never even cared to come out unless it was over 50, 60 grand.
Right.
Only had to do that once where cops never showed up. They had 3 hours, came back and broke in a second time. Caused more damage, more drama. But other than that, and that fucking claim took a year. Sure, it was a long, drawn out process.
Now even the insurance is fleeing California. So.
That's the concern. But on the end of us getting fucked for money and support, I would say, God forbid something drastic happens, like truly drastic, mm-hmm. and you're uninsured and you don't have any means. The only thing that I've ever known is Red Cross and FEMA. That's it.
And neither can really help you right now.
When I was in the military and my father got hurt, and I was over in Korea, I applied for a Red Cross financial aid for ticket to get immediate flights back to see my dad. Mm-hmm. He fell, broke his knee. They were moving. So I flew back to help. Mm-hmm. Red Cross didn't cover it. It was a long, argumentative process, but they got me the leave at least. They were like, hey, you get emergency leave 30 days, boom, handle it. Because he was head of household, so I became second head of household, right, even though Kyle was living there. But boy, nothing I've ever heard good in the last 5 years have ever been about FEMA or Red Cross doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Like Salvation Army does better.
When I was younger, Salvation Army is another one. They used mm-hmm. to like actually help people, and now I don't know what's happened to their chain of command or their finances.
I think everything's just become for-profit.
Yeah.
Like they have to turn a bottom dollar. The same way Goodwill started, you know, fucking over, I will say this lightly, special education students or, you know, mentally handicapped people, those disabled people that they said that they would put first and foremost. Like mm-hmm. we only hire these first and secondary is going to be, you know, handy or capable people. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you saw that they were getting paid less than minimum wage, that their hours were being cut, that they were only front men for pictures.
Really screwed around.
Really screwed around. So I remember a movie where a handy capable person ended up working at Starbucks. What was his name?
I Am Sam.
I think it is.
I don't remember where he worked. I just remember that he had disabilities and he had a child with somebody who didn't have disabilities.
Yes.
That was the drama that
ensued. I Am Sam. So, but damn, he worked super hard to keep that job, even though he was, I don't think he got very much aid. He had a social worker. I can't mm-hmm. remember the movie very, very much, but I remember it was damn good. I was 11 when that came out.
Yeah.
But it was a heartfelt story of like, these people can do better. But when you're being told in the same way, North Carolina, Florida, anyone who's being told that this is like aid to you, you're going to take the aid. You know, people at Goodwill.
When you need it, you take it where you can get it.
But on the back end, you have to double check that you're not getting fucked.
Yeah, I think the Goodwill thing came forward when there was, it was the person's parent who was like, no, this isn't right. You ain't messing with my kid.
Yeah, it's slave labor. To a degree, or the ones that were getting injured on the job because they didn't get any notice or
their
training.
Their disabilities weren't being acknowledged and they were being asked to do jobs outside of they're capable of.
Apparently, there was a lawsuit in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Goodwill Industries has been involved in multiple lawsuits in the U.S. Equal Employers Opportunity Commission over disability discrimination, including, this is straight off of Google's AI overview, Goodwill Industries of Greater New York and Northern New Jersey, $65,000 lawsuit. Goodwill Industries Southwest Louisiana, $60,000 in back pay damages. Google also poses a notice about legal requirements. Heart of Texas Goodwill Industries was accused of refusing to hire a deaf applicant for job tagging and sorting merchandise, alleged that the manager told the applicant that her disability might raise safety concerns. Damn. Now they have to pay a settlement of $65,000 in Oklahoma. It says, granting summary judgment, the Oklahoma County District Court judge agreed to the defendant's assertion that it was not subject to Oklahoma's Minimum Wage Act because it retained certification from the U.S. Department of Labor Wage and Hour Division to pay a special minimum wages to disabled workers under federal law. Oh, so Google thought that it had rights bigger than the state for labor, and so they got sued and lost. Damn. Woman alleges Goodwill exploits disabled staff with $1 wage. Ooh, this is from Newsweek from 2022. A disabled aid worker alleged disabled Goodwill employee endured inhumane conditions for paltry cents on the hour. In viral video from September 2nd, the woman identified as Janice said she formerly worked as a disabled people with disabled people at an assisted living facility. Her footage has been viewed over 800,000 times. They pay their staff, which is typical adults with special needs, mostly under $1 an hour, she said of Goodwill. I ran a boys' home and girls' home, Janice continued. Most of these individuals worked at Goodwill. One person was prone to having accidents. Instead of letting the person go home, they would give them a choice. So let's see what the hell is going on here.
$9.99. Shopping at a Goodwill.
So not only do they sell used clothes way too expensive, they pay their staff, which is typically adults with special needs, mostly under a dollar an hour. I worked for an assisted living facility for about a year and a half, and I ran a boys' home and a girls' home. Most of those individuals worked at Goodwill. One person was prone to having accidents, and instead of letting the person go home, they would give them a choice. Mind you, these adults have special needs, so that they could stay and continue to work for under a dollar an hour, and give them used underwear to wear instead. I'm going to just add that on. If you want to hear more, I have oodles of discrepancies with Goodwill.
Jesus.
Goodwill, you're selling used shorts for $14.99.
Let me see. I'm going to send that to Rudo. It says the choice offered to employees who struggled incontinence was between the soiled underwear or used part of underwear from Goodwill, Janice alleged. Follow up video, she said the woman chose to wear her own soiled underwear and continued working for under a dollar an hour. Mind you, that wasn't a number one, it was a number two, Janice said. So she came home, she was not even properly clean from that, and it's not worth a dollar an hour or under. And that's not worth $100 an hour. It's worth $100 an hour to shit myself, but that's behind the scene. In my opinion, these adults deserve to have the dignity and grace as well. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, $100 an hour. A Goodwill spokesperson told Newsweek, a safety, privacy, and well-being of our employees is for the forefront of everything we do. With when anyone shops the local Goodwill store, they're helping someone in their community receive help with career navigation, skills training, job placement, and other community-based services to ensure they are stable both home and at the workplace. What the fuck does Goodwill do to train someone to be good at home?
Right.
Like, I've shopped there. I had friends who worked there. I had friends who got arrested from stealing from there. I was not a great kid. We've all talked about that. Hey, Andrew. Goodwill's treatments of disabled employees have come under fire with previous years. In 2013, a watchdog report found that the majority of Goodwill stores in the U.S. pay disabled people less than the federal minimum wage, all while spending tens of millions per year on executive compensation and travel-related expenses. So, years later, in 2019, an Illinois branch of Goodwill was criticized for its plans to fire disabled workers, which it blames on the state's rising minimum wage. It's entirely legal for companies to pay sub-minimum wages, which can be as low as cents on the hour to workers with disabilities. Section 14 of the Fair Labor Standards Act authorizes employers to pay these workers below federal minimum wage for the job being performed, with the supposed aim of maintaining employment opportunities for the disabled. Since 1938, thousands of workshops have been certified under Section 14C to employ sub-minimum wage workers. These are still over 1,500 such workshops, employing over 100,000 disabled people, according to the 2020 from the U.S. Commissions on Civil Rights. As of April 22, 19 Goodwills across the U.S. report holding a certificate for this practice. Newsweek reached out to Janice for comment. Updated. This story has been updated with comments as Goodwill spokesperson. That's it. A lot of comments are people just astounded. There are laws that protect corporations for intentionally fucking people of lesser in their eyes. They want to make money off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not just disabled people, but veterans, homeless people that they hire, they get tax breaks or can pay them less.
Right.
A lot of these construction companies that go around and pick homeless people off the streets, they get a tax break for helping the community. It is nuts. Similar, we give $250 to Ukraine. And that's more money than any. I don't think if we gave United citizens $7,000, United States citizens, $7,000 in disaster zones, I don't think that would be a good thing. I don't think money is like, here, go and buy 1/100th of your house that just floated down the fucking Tennessee River. You know, it's not super helpful. Sure.
It helps food, to an extent.
If I'm in the middle of a lake that used to be my property and you give me $8,000.
What am I going
to
do with that float on it?
Exactly. Can I eat it? Can I stay warm with it? No. I don't think it's good at all. I think infrastructure, like, hey, what are we going to do to get all the water out of there, the dams, et cetera, start helping to rebuild? Or like, hey, let's put $1 billion into a fund that gives people the options to apply for material to rebuild their houses, so on and so forth, especially the people that don't have insurance or the insurance is just not going to cover the amount of damage.
Mm-hmm.
There could be options for, say, a committee that individually appraises and, you know, values a percentage of repayment for the accident, you know, based on taxes, contributions, because accidents happen. It's devastating. You're not going to be made whole. But fuck me, when I keep looking at Ukraine, I'm like, everyone was made whole and plus some.
Right.
Like, the $250 billion for 37 million people. And we know not all 37 million people are still there. They've lost millions of people. I understand it. Tragic loss of life. Stop it. Sue me. Giving that many people that much money, and those people are just going
to
sit.
You're used to having bread on the table, and now you've got filet mignon with your bread.
She gets it. Their standards are just going to be here. And now all of 37 million or whoever's left there are going to be advocates against the United States when we stop paying.
Right.
You've just created a vacuum, like a financial vacuum.
Spoiled child.
Oh, yeah. I know all about that. I spoil my children. I slept with my son last night in his bed.
Yeah, his power went out and he was not having no part of that.
He wasn't having it. I also wasn't having it because I couldn't hear them, but I could hear that he was awake. And I was like, man, I don't like this, especially if they need something. It's pitch dark.
Yeah, you're not going to turn on a light and find your way to dad's room, you know.
Yeah, I set up a headlamp so that they would have some light in the end of the hallway. And that worked out for a few hours for him. But still, he was scared. None of his night lights were on. Hall light wasn't on, etc. My daughter was out like a light, snoring like a, oh man, like a bear.
Like a grown man.
Yeah, she's only 8. But my 4-year-old cuddled up like a koala, like air humping my head. Just here. I love you, daddy. Legs on my chest. It was hilarious. It was nice, but also like, damn, power going out here. With everything going on in the world, I was like, is this a tornado? Is there something crazy going on?
It's what sucks is when things come in the night because you've got no eyes on it.
Yeah. What would you do? Say everything was gone tomorrow in a tornado.
What are the options? You got to figure it out.
I'm gone. What do you do?
I don't know.
This is why we need to get an emergency plan.
Because if you're gone, chances are the cars are gone, the house is gone, the phones aren't working.
I'm just tied to everything. Where's
square one? I mean, if it took you, it took a lot of things before it got to you. If we're talking about severe weather.
I'm just saying, imagine I...
Drop dead
tomorrow, and then a tornado hits, takes whatever. Where are you going with the kids? You going to apply for some government assistance?
I'm going to get government. I mean, I'll try.
we're going to try and milk it like every other, you know, other country person, or, you know, call yourself Jorge, transgender migrant.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
I'm just saying, you could get some money. You never know. I don't know how half these people get, how much money they get. And the stories and news reports are devastating. That's all I'm saying. The world is on fire, and we hope everyone's safe. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening to our little rant about how crazy the world is, and we'll see you next week on During Business Hours.
I told you I had a story 20 minutes ago. So, in the hip-hop world, there is a conspiracy, rumors, ideas that Jay-Z and Beyonce are there. I've heard Illuminati. A lot of different evil ideas about them.
I heard they were involved with Diddy or knowing.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that ties into things, but I've heard that they're in that as well. The idea being that Beyonce has had people taken out of the hip hop industry as well as Earth. going back to Aaliyah, that hip hop artist from what was that, the 90s, who was really rising very quick, the one that was married to R. Kelly for a hot second, I believe. And then Left Eye from TLC, the one that could rap. She was gone when that became a threat, supposedly, to Beyonce. So the idea being that there's a lot of artists that have no hard ties to the hip-hop world, female artists, that will still thank Beyonce when they get an award as, like, please don't fucking left-eye me. Such as Adele. Adele has thanked Beyonce several times. So one idea being that Kanye actually saved Taylor when he did that Beyonce's the best artist of all time, mm-hmm. because Taylor was still green enough to not quote-unquote know the rules. So he more or less got her off the chopping block. Last night, the funny that happened in this, and now everybody's got their eyes on it, is JoJo Siwa accepted an award, I don't know what for or where, but in her speech, she thanked Beyonce and said, please don't come after the dance community, or this is to keep the dance community safe. Thank you, Beyonce. And so people are like...
Plays into Beyonce and Sean Diddy Combs' joke. While she's dressed up like a rainbow. Jesus Christ, what the hell? Beyonce, just so we can keep the dancing community safe. Yeah.
Let me see if I can...
I'm looking at the headline from E! Online, and she just looks like she's like a rainbow Britney Spears.
Beyonce, just so we can keep the dance community safe.
Damn, don't come for us, Beyonce. Did you hear the other drama about Beyonce and Jay-Z?
No, what now?
Piers Morgan, you know, British, mm-hmm. well-known, respected, I don't think so, newscaster, mm-hmm. the Piers Morgan Show, speaks like this with everything. I just don't like the way he talks, I think. Sorry, Piers. But had Jaguar... The one,
Jaguar, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
On there talking mad shit about Beyonce and Jay-Z. As she do. And then guess who walked back the statements? Piers Morgan issues public apology.
Beyonce?
Yeah, to Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yep.
And then the lawyer blasts Piers Morgan causing harm following Jaguar, right? He has a viral apology from Forbes. And so it says... A lot of people are speculating online that he was threatened with a lawsuit of the century because of this. Because it's on the Piers Morgan Uncensored. The apology comes as a response to a legal correspondence from the superstar couple's lawyers demanding Morgan remove the claims made by Wright during a segment that has since gone viral, who started as another provocative episode of the Piers Morgan Uncensored, quickly spiraled into viral media firestorm, with accusations against the two world's most iconic entertainers fueled heated debates across social media. Is it really accusations, or is it like...
You know what's really interesting about that is both Jaguar Wright and Cat Williams have spoken openly about...
For years.
And now? just recently, people have been like, well, you know she can't be lying that much because she would have been sued to shut up already. But because they haven't sued her, that people are being led to believe...
So why are they suing Piers Morgan?
Right.
Because it's his platform that she decided to get up on the pulpit mm-hmm. and speak.
But not her herself, the one who made these
She could
claims.
Be broke, and it's like one of those things, oh, you know, it'll go away, wash itself under the rug. She'll garner more and more popularity with these claims.
Well, the thing is, there was some, I don't know the platform. It was somebody who doesn't have a big enough name for themselves that said a lot of bad things about Cardi. Well, Cardi turned around and sued them, and actually, like, that person can't pay today, but they going to be paying for a long time because Cardi won.
She got judgments. Judgments. We got judgments. I just, yeah. Not against me. I just, it's hard to collect from people who are gone. Like, I have a $5,000 judgment from, I can't collect. The guy's like, in fucking Vegas as a drug dealer. Yeah, it's impossible. Yeah. That's crazy though. don't get on Beyonce's bad side. Beyonce, congratulations. You got great lawyers, great life, entertainment mogul. We appreciate you.
Beautiful family.
Beautiful family. Beautiful. Like, comment, subscribe.
Don't shake the beehive.
Hit the subscription button and we'll talk about Beyonce more often. Mama, if I end up dead after making these statements, just know I am not suicidal. But I like Beyonce's music.
Hello, team. If you're seeing this message, that can only mean one thing. She fucking got us.
She got me. She got me. Ah! Not as I'm lying down right next to him. Woman says new iOS update feature just made a field day for cheaters. So iOS 18 has been causing a lot of problems in different ways. And I've been very vocal about this. iOS, Apple. Apple new iOS 18 update includes new features that make it easier to hide information by locking or hiding apps individually. Snooping through your partner's iPhone while feeling insecure has become a common practice in relationships. People do not verify their partner's loyalty, do this to verify their partner's loyalty or find information to prove they have been faithful. So what happens is the iOS 18 features an option to hide and lock apps. The original video was created by JaHairGang21, where the claims it's a good day to be single after a new iOS 18 update drops. She warns her friends in relationships to watch out. The new iOS update features a lacking of locking and hiding apps. One of the major privacy enhancements in iOS 18 update, ability to lock any app with Face ID, Touch ID, or with a passcode to an extra level of protection to ensure the user, nobody without authentication, can access the app that has been locked.
That's not exclusive to iOS 18 because
it's new to iOS 18. That's the idea.
But there's, I've known that there's like a
parental control.
No, it's an app that looks just like the calculator app.
I understand.
You click on it, you put in your code, you have secret messages in there, apps inside of there.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about Apple now. I can lock my settings. I can lock my Safari, basically, hide any corn.
You basically have a whole secondary home screen that has.
No, this isn't that. I can lock any app. I could just lock my messages with a secondary passcode now. It's
the
not.
The same way the photo album deleted folder is just locked. You can lock it on an app.
I can lock anything for any time, any button, anything. It's Apple's way now of giving people options. But apparently she found out that her boyfriend, you know, was hiding things. So what happens when the new iOS 18 update introduces a new possibility to hide information, hiding and locking certain apps, including messages, social media, or worse? Dating apps can lead to creating ripples of dishonesty, lost trust, miscommunication, as she has found. Let's see. It says here. Here's her video.
Woo! All I gotta say is a good day to be single, y'all. It is a good day to be single because Apple did their big one with that one. And best believe I'm sending that TikTok to every single one of my friends that's in a relationship because y'all not finna get caught up.
It seems like she got caught up.
Is she single because?
That's what it said. I'll talk to you in a sec. It sounds like another one bites the dust because Apple, you know, came and made a big change and somebody decided to say, you crazy.
You know, I will say that I do like the idea, like if I could lock Amazon so that I could spend our money in peace, and then so you wouldn't see the gifts ahead of time, you know?
Don't get stupid. No, don't start locking shit.
Oh. You're not looking at my Amazon card.
I should never mention
nothing.
You're
not looking at my Zillow.
I should have never mentioned any of this. Now, then again, you sleep heavy. So I can get you to unlock this.
I've got the same password for everything because I'm too old to make a new one.
If you catch your person locking apps, the information is still on their iCloud.com. You can always just go directly to the source instead of through the application. If you have an email and a password, it's still the golden rule. Check your people.
If you need help, I know a guy.
We can get into certain things. Just it's got to be ethical. Cheating boyfriends, not ethical. Cheating girlfriends, that's debatable.
Is the cheating boyfriend on your phone plan? It's ethical all of a sudden.
Exactly. We'll make that decision once you pay me my $29.99 finder's fee. We hope everyone's safe. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening to our little rant about how crazy the world is. And we'll see you next week on During Business Hours. Like, comment, subscribe.
Life can be super happy, life can be super sad. I'm trying super hard to separate the good and bad. I go back to my future just to get to my past. But knowing me, my DeLorean will probably